to think a meager mortal would find his way here. I must admit, that's quite an impressive feat for such a little thing like you. And one so young as well. Just barely a man of age, aren't you? Tell me, human boy, what brings you to my lair? What is so important to you that you risk your life? Do you come seeking riches? Power? Some petty title of honor from facing a beast such as I? The hand of a princess, perhaps? You've come to slay the eternal dragon? Oh, you sweet, innocent, naive little human. You are so very mistaken. You see, you are not in the lair of the eternal dragon. You're in the lair of the maternal dragon. Oh, I'm sorry, sweet boy. Those little legends and stories are so misleading sometimes. Oh, yes. The eternal dragon did live here, some 30 years ago. But he wound up finding a nice large dungeon out on the coastal area, and he gave me his old cave to live in. I'm afraid he's a few thousand miles east of here. Oh, I'm so sorry. This must be so disappointing for you, little one. Oh, and do forgive my tone of voice earlier. I thought you looked so cute. I wanted to toy with you just a little bit. I must have gotten a bit excited. Plus, you knights always get so excited when I do that mean, angry dragon voice. Allow me to introduce myself properly. I am the maternal dragon. I command all things nurturing, loving, cozy, and sweet, especially for sweet little things like you. As you can see, I'm actually part human as well. I have wings, horns, tail, even the teeth. See? Oh, yeah, so sharp and fairly white. See? But as you can see, the rest of me is just like a normal human mother. Well, besides being a much larger size than you. Goodness. You're even smaller than most of the knights that come here seeking fame and glory. Oh, you're just so adorable. I can't help but grin looking at you. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I know you're a grown man, but to me, all you little knights are just so cute. Yes, I know you came all the way up the mountain for a duel, but I'm afraid I'm not much for fighting. I don't really have many treasures or secrets hiding here either. Not unless you think you can find something in my pantry to take home. Alas, I'm afraid you've just found a mommy dragon living all by herself. Oh, you poor thing. Coming all this way for nothing. Oh, come here. Let me give you a hug. Oh, I just feel so bad for you. Oh, you must be so tired after that climb. Your armor is absolutely bone-chilling cold, and your clothes are soaking wet. Come on. Let me take you to my nest. I'll just pick you up in my big, strong claws and carry you inside.
Now, now. No point in fussing. You don't have to be strong anymore. All right? I don't want to hurt you whatsoever. I just want you safe and sound.
Surprised? A little elbow grease and I turn this dark old cave into a truly wondrous abode. Look, I even have a big comfy bed, a nice storage for food, and even an arcane shrine. I mostly use it to open portals and watch what the cute human kingdoms are up to these days. There were a couple of dwarves who passed by here some odd weeks ago who offer to help turn my little cove into a genuine home like this. You see how the walls have these nice wooden trim around them? Those dwarves were so nice and happy to help me. And in return, I bake them all a big batch of cookies. Though, for a dwarf, one dragon-sized cookie was probably enough to feed their whole party. And they even said they'd come back as well, to add a hot spring and a library. Oh, but I'm sure you're eager to get down into bed. Come on, let me lay you down upon it, so you can feel how soft it is. There we go. How nice does that feel? Feel how you just sink and squish into that silky softness. The mattress is lined with a thick layer of blue slime gel, so it has that wobbly, squishy feeling. And the fabric is made with arachne silk, so it's wonderfully soft and clean. You like it? Not to mention. It's big enough for both you and me. Big cuddle nest, perfect for a maternal dragoness like myself. I'm sorry. I find it so natural to speak in that sweet tone of voice. I don't realize if I'm going too far. I hope you don't mind, dear.
You don't?
Oh, such a sweet thing you are. You looked like such a big, strong knight, but I think at heart, you're a good, sweet little boy. Why don't you get that helmet off yours? It's hard to get comfy when you're all armored up like that. Oh my. And under all that metal and steel, you're just a cute little thing. Here, let's just toss this sword of yours aside so you can just lay in Mama's bed with her. Isn't this nice? Warm and safe. Wrapped in these silk blankets and sheets with Mama. Do you feel that? That radiating warmth coming from my chest? That's from something called a flame sack. It allows Mama to breathe fire. But it also has an additional benefit of making Mama's bosom nice and toasty for any little knights she happens to take into her care. Come on, nuzzle in a little deeper, baby. That's it. There you go. Oh, poor thing. Traveling through these lands, fighting off vicious monsters all on your own.
Don't you have a traveling party?
A group of friends to help you? Even a mercenary or a summon to your aid? No. Just you? Oof. You pitiful boy. No wonder you look so starved and so lonely. My, I can almost see your eyes turn to watery tears just from being in my arms. Shh. It's okay, little one. It's all right now. Do you know why?